Foundations, what are you building upon? I'll be teaching this week and next week. So this is kind of part one. Part two is still in the making. So part one, I kind of know already what we're doing. But let's just go to the next slide if we can. Just to say foundations defined. Because I love the meaning of words. It really puts things in context. So the first one, the basis or groundwork of anything. The moral foundation of both society and religion. And then the second one, the natural or prepared ground or base on which some structure rests. Or the lowest division of a building, wall, or the like, usually of a masonry and partly or wholly below the surface of the ground. So just to give you an idea of foundation, it's the first part, the low part of the building, and from that we build everything upon. We need to really have a good foundation, a strong foundation, to really start to build materials upon to make sure it's safe. And we see nowadays all the time that we need to test buildings. And news round when we were watching with the kids, they kept asking why some buildings stood during the hurricanes and others didn't. And that really talked about foundations and the structure. And it kind of inspired this one. So the next slide. If you're going to base your entire life on something, you want to know that it's solid. And if you're going to stake your eternity on that same thing, you really want to make sure that it's true. Because it would be utterly tragic if you spend your whole life on a path that you thought led to heaven only to find out too late that you were wrong, because it all came crashing down. And it made you really think. And I was thinking about this. As Christians, we build our lives and stake our entire eternity on the truth of God's word and on Christ. And I was sitting during worship and God's like, you need to put John 1:1 in there. And it says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. So when he says we build and stake our eternity on the truth of God's word, he's basically saying we're building everything, our entire life, on him. His word, who he is, what he did, everything is built on him. And we need to make sure that it's a strong foundation, because when things come along, you don't want to make it look like it's come crashing down. Next slide, please. So if we're building on God's word, there's a thing within buildings which is called the chief cornerstone, or the cornerstone. And if you know a builder, or you are yourself a builder, then you will know that the cornerstone is the first block that's laid down, which everything else is built upon. It gives you a really strong foundation. In Isaiah 28:16, it says, therefore, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Look, I am placing a foundation stone in Jerusalem, a firm and tested stone. It is a precious cornerstone that is safe to build on. Whoever believes needs never be shaken. In other parts of the scriptures, in Acts and Ephesians and Psalms, it tells us that the chief cornerstone was the person we rejected, and that was Christ. He is the person that we need to build on. He is that precious stone that God gave to us, and he's telling you this is safe to build on. Because we live in a world nowadays where we're exposed to so many different things, and we're like, is it safe? Is it not? We don't know. And here he's saying, no, this is, it's safe to build on. Especially if you want to build an actual building, you want to make sure that it's safe. Because you wouldn't enter, say, the community center if you didn't think it was safe. You want to make sure that it's built correctly. And he says, whoever believes needs never be shaken. So if you want a strong foundation, the part on you is believe. That's what you need to do, is believe in Christ and then build upon it. In 1 Corinthians 3:11, it says, "For no one can lay any foundation other than the one we already have, Jesus Christ." And I don't know about you, but I've seen, even with my own life, I've seen so many people who come and go, who start with foundations other than Christ. They build up and then they find out it's not true. And then you see they spiral into it. Their whole world's turned upside down. They get depressed because they don't know what's right and wrong. Or you see Christians who have a shaky foundation in Christ and then they fall away. So you see it all the time, where people try and replace things, build upon things that are not necessarily true. And he says, for no one can lay any foundation other than what we already have, and that's Christ. He's your only one, the foundations that we must start with. Slide 5, please. So building on solid foundations. Matthew 7:24-27 says, "Anyone who listens to my teachings and follows it is wise." And I just want to emphasize that bit. He says, anyone who listens. Anyone. Not just a select group, not just random people, but anyone. Anyone who listens. And there'll be two options for you, what you can do with this once you listen. Simple thing, just listen. And follows it as wise, like a person who builds a house on solid rock. Though the rain comes in torrents and the floodwaters rise and the winds beat against that house, it won't collapse because it's built on bedrock. But anyone who hears my teaching and doesn't obey it is foolish, like a person who builds a house on sand. When the rains come and flood comes and the winds beat against that house, it will collapse with a mighty crash. So in that passage there, there's a thing for all, anyone who listens. But there's two options for you. You can be wise and follow that direction, or you'll be foolish and don't. And when I was thinking about that, I recalled when I had to build my IKEA desk. And I was looking at it and I opened up and I was like, nah, it's just pictures, it's fine. And then 2 hours later, I'm like, right, I need to go back to what he was telling me to do, these IKEA people, because clearly my drawer shouldn't go in the way like that. It should be able to pull out. And that's the thing. When we don't listen, we end up with egg on our face because we've done something completely wrong or stupid, or we've made a mistake and you have to come back with your tail between your legs going, I've messed up. And there's countless times I've done that growing up, especially with teenagers, because we think we know it all. And even as adults, we sometimes were like, oh, we know it all. And we mess up. But here he says, if we listen and follow it, we're wise. You'll know it. And we've seen it in so many times. In fact, just on that Friday there was this Lego therapy that came into my class. And it was all about teamwork and building. And what that had to be, the main component of it, is you listen to the builder. And what he's saying here is, if you listen and you follow exactly what's said, you'll get the job done. And it was interesting because even as kids, they were like, right, what piece is this? And they're listening. And there's something that happens when we grow up where we think we're just more independent. We're like, we don't need anyone to do it. Why is that? Why is it as kids we can sometimes listen and follow directions, and sometimes as adults we can do that, but there's a bit where we just change. Maybe it's I definitely think it's our pride, our sinful nature, where we think we're our own gods. And we can build the strong foundations by ourselves and go, look how mighty it is, I've built this. Where God's like, that's not what I was looking for. And he goes, if you don't build it, you're foolish. If you don't follow my directions. So there's two options just for you in that verse alone. You either listen and obey, or you don't. And it's up to you. But also in here, there's two men, and they're both engaged in precisely the same work. And to a considerable extent, they achieve roughly the same design. They both build houses. They both undertook to build a house. They both aim to preserve that building. The both of them finished their house. We know they both finished the house. So the likeness between them two is very considerable. You look at it and go, But when it comes to testing it, that's when you'll see the difference. A storm, so to speak, when it came past here. He warns us that our foundations of our lives, at some point or another, both now and trials are at the end of the ultimate judgment before God, because it tells us in Corinthians that we will stand before God and our foundations will be tested. Eventually, everything that we do will be under scrutiny by God, tested. And here you can see the difference between the two. One who followed it, it stands strong. And the one who is foolish, it falls apart. So we see here, through times of struggle, through trials, through anything, it's really when we see the character of who we are, our foundations, well, if we're staying strong into it. And you see it within movies and TV shows and within life in general, where people go, I am brave or I'm that. But placed in a situation where they have to be brave, it really tests their character, because you either see them running or they stand firm. And here he's saying here, if we, in times of trials or struggles or anything, you'll see your foundation stand strong in God or not. Because when we're talking about communion and we're sitting here, all of them had the same teaching from Christ. And I was thinking about that during worship, like all of them had the same teaching. They had literally Christ there. But yet when it came time, one of them betrayed him. His foundations weren't really right. When that trial came, he betrayed Christ. And I like the part of it, and when we do 1 Corinthians 11, it goes on to say that we need to examine ourselves. And I would say that the same as well. Let's test our foundations. Make sure that they're strong. Make sure they're good now, because you don't want to leave it till later and you're standing before God and it just falls apart. You want to really constantly make sure that it's strong, that you're building on the right things. And I think when Jesus was saying this, I think he had in mind Proverbs 10:25, where he says, when the whirlwind passes by, the wicked is no more, but the righteous has an everlasting foundation. And I think that's what he's saying here, in that when times come by, those who really focus on God and really want to know God have an everlasting foundation. So that is building on a foundation of Christ. And I was thinking about it. What else is part of that foundation? What is in that that makes it so, so strong and firm? And I believe the next one, a foundation of love. The basis of that foundation, God had set this in plan for Christ to die for us. Out of love, he sent his son to die for us, so that we could have eternity with him. So he can base our foundation on him, build upon him, by making him the chief cornerstone. So it's out of love. And I was looking at the word foundation, and metaphorically it's used in this passage to be laid down, to be grounded, to be settled, to be strong. So within this foundation, there has to be love. Then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down deep into God's love and keep you strong. And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep his love is. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully. Then you'll be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. And there's two expressions in that. There's rooted and grounded. Rooted, like a living tree, it lays down its roots. It goes upon the soil. It twists itself round. And it really, when it has deep roots and a strong foundation in it, when trials come, it cannot be overturned because it's solid within its foundation. And it also talks about grounded, like a building that's been settled and made sure that there's no cracks or nothing in there. It's grounded, it's firm, it will not fail. And I like that because here he's saying we'll understand his love because within our foundation it is held together in love. Our foundations. For God sending his son for us in John 3:16, so that we could have eternal life. Christ had to die out of love so that we could build upon him and be the basis for eternity, to make sure that it's true. And in talking about being truth, in the next slide, it says that we need to have a foundation of faith. We have to make sure that we have complete trust and confidence in this. Otherwise, if you don't, you walk away. You won't build upon it. You'll be like, I'm not sure. I'm kind of shaking on that. So not only is Christ the foundation, but it's a foundation of love. It's a foundation that we need to have in faith. Because you don't want to build upon something if it's questionable at all. Because you see kids all the time when they've got Legos and they hesitate. What they do is they start again and build on it. So we need to make sure, if indeed you continue in faith, and Colossians 1:23 says, grounded and steadfast, and are not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you heard, which was preached to every creature under heaven. Have complete trust and confidence in it. And the next slide. So if you're like, yeah, I really want a strong foundation, you're looking at your life and you're like, sometimes it's a bit shaky, sometimes it's a bit questionable. There's a way that you can have that, to have that foundation of love where you truly have a love where you don't understand how much God loves you. In Sunday school, they're talking about loneliness and how Christ is our friend because he loves us. We can't fully comprehend how much Christ loves us at all. But the more we build upon that foundation, the more we have trust in that foundation, the more we get to understand it. But you can't have all that. You can't have that peace that's missing in your life. You can't have that unless it's built on a foundation of repentance. In Hebrews 6:1, it says, so let us stop going over the basic teachings about Christ again and again. Let us go on instead and become mature in our understanding. Surely we don't need to start again with the fundamental importance of repenting from evil deeds and placing our faith in God. It's fundamental to build, to have that foundation. You repent, you change back, you make that U-turn and come back to Christ. And you make that U-turn partly because of love. You see it and you're like, oh, I really want that. If you're building Lego, that foundation, that's the missing piece and it makes it strong and complete. And when all of this goes together, building on Christ, having that faith, having that love, repentant, you're starting to put all the pieces together and really have this concrete foundation. And the next slide. So, can you fix it? So I want you to go back and have a think, in it and your foundations. Is there anything that you can fix within it? Because it's all based on Christ. You want to do it now before it's too late. Build that foundation on Christ. And that's why it says, yes, I can. Because it's only through Christ that you can build upon this foundation, that you can have some sort of trust and hope and strength in that.
My grace.